You're listening to the Major Pod Network, the only place where your favorite toy store, card shop, arcade, theme park, and arena are all on the same block. Scratch that major itch.
The following announcement has been paid for by the Major World Order.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Major World Order podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Billy Peck, and with me is
Hustler.
And with us is
the big Jake Boski, the Sean Kemp of sneaker collecting, the Major Mad Hatter. Jake, don't call me collects. What's up, ladies and gents? Welcome to the latest episode of the Major World Order podcast, where it's just too sweet.
That is correct. The show is brought to you
by Old Spice,
Captain
and
Crunch.
Anything else,
the quicker
would
it
be
up.
Uncivilized.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say it's brought to you by your sponsors,
us, and him.
That's right. But no, thanks for tuning in as you always do. Or if this is your first time, we appreciate you all for checking it out and hanging out with us every week. 170 some episodes in the can.
Whoa.
We just did our live 19 recap episode last week.
So good. I felt like I was there.
Well, good. Wait, at live 19 or at the episode?
D, all of the above.
Got it. Husfar's got some sneezing going on. Looks like he's having a seizure. I feel sneeze coming on as well. I don't know. I've never been like an allergies person, but yesterday, like, I sneezed probably like 50 times throughout the entire day, and it was, my head was like going to explode and looked like, for Patreon subscribers of patreon.com/Major World Order, you can see the way, Husfar just blew his brains out with a sneeze. That's how I felt all day.
We're live, pal.
We just plugged the Patreon. We got youtube.com/Patreon World Order.
How do you spell that?
T-W-O.
And then we've, of course, got X, Instagram, and Facebook called at Major World Order. So if you're not already, check us out on those pages. That way you can stay up to date with who our latest episodes are and if any other content drops.
That's right.
So that's what's going on there.
Drop it.
Jake, let's go ahead and I feel like you've gotten, a section of the show cut out for you for several months at this point.
Yeah,
now.
So
let's try and keep it the condensed version, but we got some things going on with you
to
continue your story.
Yes. So this came today. I'm going to open it. And as I talk about it, if you are a Patreon member, you would have seen, I believe yesterday or the day before, I posted a quick little video in our Patreon for just our members to kind of see. I did a little quick toy room tour, just kind of more of an update of what's going on with everything here. And a good friend of the show, Jeff Montalvo, has been just very similar to Husfar and Billy as well. They've been making me collect stuff that I don't need and changing my rules and doing all these things. So I guess I had mentioned last week on the
okay, Jesus. You've got to be fucking kidding me.
Wow. Speaking of Patreon, I mean, that's worth it right there. So Husfar takes himself off. I hear to blow his nose, but he left his audio on. So, oh my God, that's classic, dude. I love it.
Hey, so it wouldn't be it us wouldn't be without
that's,
him.
That's right. That's right.
Sponsored by he, him, him, and I.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm dying laughing right now.
Well, you can. You might as well just come back on so we can see.
No, here. Not yet.
Oh, well, he's got. Anyway, you just keep
talking. Okay, so keep going. I'm supposed to do a condensed version. You're over here dicking off. So anyway, well, hopefully not. But so anyway, apparently I'd mentioned something about nails. I thought that would be a cool one to get, but you know, he didn't sign any in white. Mm. Well, he sends me a picture of this.
A signed nails.
Signed nails, Major Bendy in white. I mean,
whoa, baby.
Dude, this thing is sick. I love it. Thank you, Jeff. You did not have to do that at all. He wouldn't let me pay him for it. He said it's a housewarming gift, so I can't argue that. You know, hey, if you're gonna make me buy this stuff, at least giving it to me for free makes it easy, I guess. So
true.
Thanks, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate that. He has contributed a few things here to my collection, and I love it. But another update as well. If you watch the video, Joey Janela, I finally got the Major Bendy he sent. However, he fucked up and autographed it in black Japanese ink, whatever that is. He's got a new one coming to me in white, and I'm going to mail that one back to him. So, because he was like, I'll send you a new one. And I was like, well, I'll send you yours back. You know, that's, you know, because I'm not going to keep both of them. There's no point in sense in that. It's not fair to him. So,
yeah,
he can sell that to somebody else. So, yeah, that's cool. But, man, this is. So obviously we haven't had nails on the show yet, and
so
I still
now
like,
you can buy anything.
Well, I kind of I was talking with Jeff a little bit, coming up with some ideas. I said Billy, you know, is definitely going to have to be the one to set this up somehow. But how do you interview nails? You know what I mean? Like,
tell us really, about your figures.
Yeah,
he talks about the two, and then that's it.
How was the big boss man? You know, but. but I was thinking, what if he's on Cameo and we just got a little Cameo at, like, you know, listen to the MW or something stupid like that. Yeah. Add him on here. I mean, I think that would work. That works for me. So I'm changing my rules a little bit. I'm not going to necessarily just make it people we interviewed. I'm also going to add people that we've had. They just had to be on the show somehow.
Like, yeah.
Danhausen's been on, Heath, Francine.
Gallows.
Yeah. Yeah. And is that it?
That have bendies.
They have bendies, and yeah.
I feel like there's like one more.
I know. That's what I was thinking too.
I don't think so.
We'll have to go through it. We'll do it some other time. But yep. Yeah, so pretty cool. And stay tuned. Who knows what's next? And if you got a Major Bendy that I don't have and it's autographed in white, let me know. And, you know, we'll see what we can do.
So there you go.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
The story of Jake's signed in white Major Bendy's continues on.
Who'd have thunk it? Well,
I have a quick question though. Okay. Not to prolong it, but would you go back and get some like WWF, you know, just toys to kind of, since you have a nails now, would you go back and get
original Bendems?
Like in a favorite? Yeah.
No.
No? Like a, you know, Steve Blackman or something like that.
I mean, if we had him on the show somehow. That I have to keep that rule in there because if not, dude, I'm gonna get him somehow.
Well, now he's working on it,
though. I'm gonna, yeah, that's like,
but what if you don't?
Then I will hold up 8x10 of nails and I'll go, I'll do something, dude. I'll do something.
Got you.
All right, well, let's not take any longer. Let's bring our guest on. Husfar and I got to hang out with him a little bit here and there during Live 19 weekend. Please welcome Tom Hendricks to the show.
Hey, what's happening, guys? How are you?
What's up?
Good. You? Good.
It's been a heck of a Monday between work and the ever-loving death story, as far as a love story goes, that Philly sports is. It's been brutal. The Phillies blow a 1-0 lead, go into extra innings, end up winning, and the Flyers decided to go on an 8-game losing streak over the last month and a half, so they don't control their own destiny for the Stanley Cup playoffs anymore. And all of the help that they were supposed to get tonight from Boston beating Washington, that didn't happen. Nashville didn't beat Pittsburgh. And the Canadians had a I think it was a 3-0 lead on the Red Wings, and the Red Wings came back and won in overtime. So fun times.
So your sports
hockey guy.
We're gonna hit you up weekly for the Philly sports update. it just sounds good, right?
Here's your Philly sports weekend update with Tom Hendricks.
When they did the meet and greet at the Dave and Buster's that they just had Live 19 at, I had sent something to Brian because at the time Mark was still kind of following sports more. I know he said he's kind of stopped as much recently, but he'll still like go to games and whatever. And I was like, you guys should do like a side podcast, either you and Mark or you and somebody just do like a quick, like a little like 30-minute snackable like sports thing, because he's really passionate about it.
Yeah, they would be very good at it, but I don't think there's any chance that that would happen.
Oh, no, definitely not. There's no time.
right.
Yeah.
But, you know, and hey, you know, I think sometimes these lend themselves to be some of, you know, at least my favorite episodes is, you know, Tom, you know, I don't personally, maybe these guys do or don't, know a whole lot about you. We haven't had a ton of interactions. Yeah.
I don't think you and I have had any interactions.
I don't think we've ever met. Yeah. I think Husfar was the one out of the three of you I met first when Matt was at RetroCon down here in PA, and then wrestled Merrick Miami at literally my local flea market that I've been going to since I was less than a year old. So
that's awesome.
The ceilings were so low that we were like, oh my God, someone's going to go through those the whole time.
Yeah, that room has been like an event space in the Quakertown Farmers Market for a long time, and then once they started running 3WA, which used to run in Allentown there, they just took the ceiling tiles out of the middle of the room and then put a tarp up to the actual ceiling. So, like, here's the top of the post, and, like, there's the roof.
Yeah.
Whoa. You do not have room.
But like,
Zombie was at that, too.
Yes, he was. I ended up sitting anytime I get a Zombie Sailor figure in the mail, my dad always is like, yeah, I remember sitting next to him when we were at that 3WA show, because it was me, Zombie, and then my dad. I don't know how he ended up in between us, but
that's right.
That's funny. That's cool, though.
No.
Yeah, he's just, you know, your brother for the night.
Yeah, basically.
But Zombie. You know, for me, you know, you really, really showing up on my radar was, and it goes well with your Philly sports talk, was your hockey jersey that you had custom made for Major Pods Live 19.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that, please?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Mania being at the link, everything going into Mania, and I know a lot of people were complaining about it in the group and other places, it was all Eagles themed.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was
like home of the Eagles. WWE had WrestleMania Eagles jerseys like everywhere. Yep, there's the picture. I threw up the signed one from the end of the night into the Major Mark Purchase of the Week that finally went up again this week, since it's been a collapsible the last couple of weeks. But I was just thinking to myself, like, what can I do that's different but along the same lines? And I was like, well, Brian being a Mets fan, it'd be funny to get him to sign a Phillies jersey. I was like, you know what? Why not? I mean, I've got the Stanley Cup tattoo on my arm.
Oh, nice.
Oh wow.
So, from that's 74 awesome. And 75. I've been a Flyers fan my whole life. So I was like, you know what? Why don't I do something a little different? Phillies known as like that rough, tough grit city and that 70s Flyers team, the Broad Street Bullies.
Dude.
That's where it all started. So yeah, I was just like, that seems like the perfect thing to do.
Hell yeah.
And so, yeah, for those not aware, you know, he has this jersey made and he makes this post about how he would like to have, you know, the hosts of the show, Matt, Mark, and Brian, sign this jersey, but then opens it up to, you know, every, you know, Major Marks. I didn't end up seeing the picture in the purchases. So
I might have it here.
Jerseys are hard to sign.
yeah, they are.
Brian was hard making eggs to sign though.
The eggs were harder than the eggs for sure.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Brian made fun of me because my signature was taken so long. But I was like,
I don't know why it won't.
Oh yeah, your signature. Oh man.
Yeah, Billy's got that long, sexy shit.
Can you guys see that or no?
No, we can't. But if you want, actually, you can message that to me.
Yeah, I'll send it to Hustler really quick since he's on my last chat bubble that's set up. But no, I wanted to open it up to like the people who have been kind of important figures in the Major Pod community, like I expected. So like I got all the like on the numbers, it's the host plus the special guest, but J George actually signed right under Matt there.
Oh yeah.
And then everybody else was going to be on the top. Like I expected Shoes to be there, like Connects up there. Those to the far right, those random like little lines, that's Michael LaPuma's. And then Lonnie Bosch right above that.
Yeah.
And then I was hoping Jake you were gonna be there, but
I
wanted to get all three of these guys. And just people who like the Ciscos are on that, Chris Grocock, Tommy Sapienza, Iman's on there. Just people who make really big impacts in the career.
Yeah, you got all the
That's cool.
There,
that's
and have at least interacted with me like once or twice. So
yeah, I love that. That's a thing that you did. Yeah. And
I mean, honestly, if you want me to sign it, just send it to me, and I'll hang it in my closet.
Now, see, can I do that though? Like, even if you're going to sign it and send it back because you weren't there. I feel like they got
I was there
in spirit.
I should have FaceTimed.
my flight got canceled. It's not my fault.
I mean, dude, you're going to be easier to track down than Finn Balor's going to be. Like, holy.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
He did the signing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just missed him. I felt so bad because I was like, there's no other way I'm going to be able to get him this weekend at least.
Right.
So it's just going to be trying to hunt him down in the future. Because like I was sitting there waiting for the show to start and I'm like, all right, I've got a feeling like who's probably going to be here, you know, like Manson SDL, Allie maybe, who ended up being there. Going through my mind of all like the ECW people that Brian knows because it's Philly. And then Finn Balor's the first person to come out. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like,
Normally with the live shows, I personally think I'm like 50% of the guest list. You can normally guess who it's going to be or have a pretty good idea. But then there's some others that you never know.
It
blows your mind. It's like, what?
Like Nash at Orlando that 1 year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember Instagram and seeing that night and being like, wow.
Yeah. No, I mean, I work for the guys. I get told some of these things. I had no idea until like an hour before that Finn was going to be there.
They wanted that to be a surprise.
And they just kept saying Finn, you know, Finn. I'm like, are they talking Finn Balor? Or is it like, is Finn like
Finlay?
No, but like, is Finn like Mikey Whipwreck's real name or something,
right?
Yeah. You know,
or like Shark Boy or something.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, well,
persona.
But I was like, is it Finn Balor? And then I finally saw the figure back there. I'm like, whoa, that's pretty cool. So like,
absolutely mind blowing.
Big surprise for everybody. And just a really cool get. But you know, I love that. That's, you know, something that you did with that jersey. And
super cool,
you know, open it up to getting other people, you know, that were there and, you know, other fans and major marks to sign it. I love that kind of stuff. It's just the thing that
it brings the community together,
keeps this community what it is, you know, strong, tight, you know, all that kind of stuff. So great idea.
Thank you. This community is what got me back into collecting, so I had to do something to commemorate that.
Yeah, talk about that. You know, you collect as a kid, you stop for a while, you come back.
I mean, when you're a kid and you don't have like your own money, you kind of just collect through like what you're getting for your birthday and Christmas. And like, we had a Toys R Us right across from the mall down in Montgomeryville here, so it was like, anytime we were going to the mall, we were going across the street to Toys R Us. And my dad would at least always get me and my brother one thing when we'd go. And up until the end of the Jax run, I mean, I'm like middle school, early high school, I'm still getting wrestling figures at the store myself. And then for some reason, when they switched over to Mattel, I just did not like the figures. I don't know what it was about the way they were or if it was the presentation or what, but I just didn't like the way they looked. And then I just started collecting like pop vinyls, Funkos and stuff for a little while. And then my one friend from high school was a big Zack Ryder fan, And when he heard that Matt and Brian had the podcast, he kind of turned me on to it himself.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, I'll take a quick peek at this. I was looking for stuff to listen to while I was working night shift at work at the time. And I found the podcast. I started listening. And I think within the first like 2 or 3 days of listening to it while I was working the gas station that I was at Giant here in Souderton, I probably spent like $200-$300 on Ringside just grabbing random stuff. And it's kind of just been all downhill from there.
Yeah.
That's funny. So
I think we've all been there.
Your friend was the Zack Ryder fan. Did they become part of the Patreon and all that?
Honestly, no. He's not really big into – he collects like – he's kind of more on the other side of what I collect, because that hockey jersey for the live show didn't come out of nowhere. I'm looking at my closet right now, and there's probably 150 to 200 jerseys in it. Wow. Because I also collect jerseys, and – he collects some random stuff too on the jersey side and like the memorabilia side. And he kind of has his own little like foam merch stand collection like Matt does.
Nice.
So he's more on that end, but doesn't really do very like cool figures and stuff. But
that's that's cool though. Like the merch and the foam fingers. That's kind of cool. I dig that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out Tony Young for getting me back into all this.
Hell yeah.
Join the group, Tony Young. You get to see that.
But no, I think that's cool. You know, again, you know, he's the one that you know helped get you back into all of this and was like, oh hey, you know, check this Zack Ryder guy out, and you're the one that joins it and you left him in the dust.
Yeah, he was Broski of the Week back the day. Like,
oh, an original.
Yeah.
Wow. And,
since that point, I think I've met Matt more times than he has.
Yeah.
He's very jealous about it. I'm like, if you would just come with me to one of these things. I offered him a ticket to Live 19, and he said, no, I got to work.
Come on, Tony.
He's like, oh, I took off the rest of the week for Mania, but Thursday's the one night they need me. I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Wow. So. Yeah, that's crazy. Man, cool. An original Broski of the Week as well.
I mean, there's a possibility he could join the group and end up working for Matt, just like Billy did, you know?
Or having a match with him like Merrick did.
Yeah.
That's true.
You never know. No. Every day is an opportunity.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. Man,
that's cool.
So you have, you know, another part of your collecting is these jerseys. Now, obviously, unless I'm wrong here, it can't all just be Philadelphia Flyers.
Oh, no.
Every single member ever.
I have.
And I'm assuming it can't just be all Philly teams either.
No. I try to do, obviously.
Donnie Gretzky? Like,
that's the one that keeps. Mitchell and Ness used to put out such good jerseys. And now, if you get them, they're. I was talking to the guys at Mitchell & Ness when I went down after I saw Husfar.
You ended up going?
Superstore. Yeah, I ended up going, got the WrestleMania 10 shirt of Shawn jumping off the ladder under Razor.
Oh, cool.
And I was talking to the guys. Apparently, like, insider information a little bit, they are going to be potentially debuting a new version of their jerseys next year for the hockey that'll actually have, like, embroidered patches on them. Okay. But right now, they're just, like, a second layer of cloth that kind of just has, like, a screen-printed version of whatever patch it is on it. And I don't really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've kind of, like, strayed away from, like, the throwback jerseys for the moment.
But that sounds like a cheap out a little bit.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But, like, I've got everything. I tried to, for, like, a good 10-year stretch, get at least one jersey from like the NHL outdoor games. If the Flyers weren't in it, pick a team that I preferred out of whoever was in.
Sure.
So I've got like an Alex Ovechkin from 2011's Winter Classic out in Pittsburgh, and I've got a 2014 Detroit Red Wings Henrik Zetterberg from the game at the Big House in Michigan. But and then there's this Twitter account called Hockey Jersey, HKY and then just jersey. They do these like random mystery jersey drops every now and then. So I got the last three months that they did. And this last one, I actually just got a Hartford Whalers jersey. So
yeah, Hartford Whalers. Let's go. Yeah.
I think they should they should potentially come back if the NHL wants to look at expansion. But
we would love that. Connecticut would love to have them back. Yeah. That was like our only team.
I saw the Wolfpack are in the AHL playoffs this year, so that's exciting.
Wolfpack, baby. We need to get Hot Rod guy. He's the hockey. He's the goalie coach. But hockey.
Well, him and Will Botello.
Yeah, Will. Yep. Yeah.
But outside of the hockey, it's just like a lot of random baseball, football, basketball. Obviously, mostly Philly sports. But
sure.
Just like a bunch of like throwback stuff.
Yeah, like Mitchell and Ness does their like BP mesh jerseys that were only like $90. So I've got like a Nolan Ryan, a Randy Johnson,
sick
Ken Griffey Jr., like stuff
that. Very nice. Yeah. The only baseball jersey I have, it's like a cheap knockoff. It's just a Ricky Vaughn, you know. Like
That's sweet, though.
Yeah.
One of the jerseys I need to get myself.
Yeah. I just, because I used to live in Cleveland. So I go to the Indians games all the time, and I'd literally wear that like every time. And people are like, yeah, man, Ricky Vaughn.
I thought they'd be like, you fucking Mark.
Yeah, right.
Well, I've got a buddy who lives out near Cleveland now and works at the casino that's attached to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. And he said you can go to like vintage stores out there and they have like those 90s Indians jerseys customized with Vaughn on the back of them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's cool.
I just have a Jeter pinstripe. Oh, nice. Yeah.
My second favorite player of all time, actually, being a Philly fan. Chase Utley and Derek Jeter.
Nice.
I just saw Fanatics, you know, does WWE stuff. They're doing a fan fest in the city, in New York City soon.
Yes.
And they're going to have Derek Jeter and Hulk Hogan.
I did see that.
Like of like kind of random sports.
Yeah. All random.
It does look really cool.
Cause my brother, you know, I'd like to get it for my brother. Cause he's a huge Jeter guy. And you know, I would love to, it's probably going to be like $1,000 at least to meet him.
Not cheap.
I was going to say, with any of these jerseys, like, is it a goal to get them signed by any of the players or have you, or?
I don't, other than the Live 19 jersey, actually, I don't have any of my jerseys signed because I have this like rule. If I do get a jersey signed, I'm never going to wear it again. It's getting framed. Right.
These are for you to wear.
Yeah. That's why I don't have to spend the most, if I can spend the least amount of money on getting a jersey to just wear and kind of just look nice, I'll do that.
Right.
That's cool. Okay.
The only two signed jerseys that I have actually in my house other than the Lab 19 were, I won a contest for Father's Day. The Phillies were giving away a John Kruk Mitchell and Ness BP jersey signed by John, and I got that for my dad. And then I won an opportunity to skate with Eric Lindros at the Flyer Skate Zone in Westchester here, or right outside of Philly, when they retired his jersey number. And I took my dad's starter jersey from the 90s and got that signed for him. But
That's awesome. Yeah. And it's cool too. Like that, I just, you know, my mind instantly went to, you know, as a wrestling fan, you know, we go to these, you know, conventions or shows or whatever, and we get autographs and all of that. So we just wasn't sure if, you know, that was something that you had obtained to do for, you know, these jerseys. But I also think it's just cool that it's part of your wardrobe.
Yeah. On the signature side for my sports stuff, there's so many things too. So like I'm also going to conventions in the same way. It's just not getting the jerseys signed. It's,
you know, cards or
cards, pucks, balls,
eight by tens.
I bet the pucks look great.
Yeah, the pucks look great. And then my two probably prized possessions on that regard are both Flyers pieces. I have the program from the 74 Stanley Cup parade signed by most of that team, and then I have a 2010 Eastern Conference Champions banner that they gave away the home opener the following season, signed by like seven or eight of the guys from that team. I'm trying to track down more of them, but
it's
awesome. Yeah, man.
Those are my two big like signed pieces as far as stuff like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Take it.
Yeah, definitely. So you know, you collect wrestling, sports, seeing some posters behind you. You're an Iron Maiden fan. Spider-Man fans. So,
The Live 19 thing right there.
Yep. Yeah. I'm guessing there's some music and comic books and probably just, you know, pop culture in general. What are just some of the other things that you're just a big fan of and like to collect?
So, like I was talking about earlier, when I got back into collecting because of the podcast, I was trying to keep it at just wrestling. And I had one shelf in my room that was literally just wrestling, and it was just WWE. And I was trying to just get, like, even if it was current guys, like some of the throwback figures, whatever. That now turned into, there's one shelf of AEW, one shelf of like the new Gen Arena with guys from like that era on it.
Nice.
Attitude Era shelf. I have a Hasbro collection now. Oh, but then outside of the wrestling, directly in front of me is an entire bookshelf, five shelves divided, each shelf into a different section of Marvel.
Ooh, okay.
So like my top shelf is Marvel Legends and like Mezco and Metacom stuff of like X-Men and Captain America. And then I've got an entire Spider-Man shelf. And then the next two shelves down are comic book Avengers and then MCU stuff.
Nice.
That one shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just
exploded.
Yeah. That's been the problem, is like, because Hasbro's doing the same thing that Mattel's doing with the WWE figures. Oh, they haven't made this guy since the Toy Biz Marvel Legends days. Here you go. Here's like 17 different versions of them.
Yeah.
You thought you were never going to touch because they were $300. Now they're just $20 at Walmart. Here you go. And then on top of that, I'm a big Star Wars fan. So I have a whole shelf broken into like prequel trilogy, all that stuff. And then Turtles too. And I was really hoping Hasbro was going to take off with the starting lineup revival, because we don't really have a good like articulated sports line at the moment. But yeah, unfortunately, I don't know what they're going to do with that. But I'm hoping the partnership they announced with McFarlane might mean that McFarlane's going to make their sports picks, but then maybe team up with Hasbro to get to a better price point on articulated sports figures.
And the tattoos.
Yeah. That was the one big thing that kind of rubbed me the wrong way, is like, just get the guy's tattoos or fudge it like some companies have in the past with other things. Like, we didn't really need them to have their signature sneakers.
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting, you know, because, as you know, these are clearly made for collectors. And so, you know, with information being out there so much, and, you know, having, you know, the D freedoms of the world and stuff, where like we know so much about every detail, that it's like, you know, Husfar, you have that Hot Toys Marty McFly.
Yeah.
It's cool. How much cooler would it be if it had that Nike swoosh?
Right.
You know, because it doesn't.
Yeah.
So it's not exactly film accurate.
And he's looking pretty close. I know for a fact it doesn't.
I'm trying to find that.
Well, no, they have a kit you can buy.
Yeah, a lot of third-party companies.
But my point is, it's like, did we need their shoes? Jake, you're a big shoe guy. Oh,
absolutely.
If you collected those figures, how would you feel?
It's incomplete if it doesn't have that detail. I mean, because like, I'm a huge sneakerhead, you know. So that's like my biggest thing. When I see Marty McFly from Back to the Future Part 2, I instantly go to the mags, like you know, and like so, you know.
You know, and so the tattoos, because that became a huge thing it's art owned by someone else.
Yeah.
Do you do it without, or do you, you know,
run the risk
go without of, at all? Yeah. Do you go without, or do you just do a fudged version? And then it's not accurate. You're never going to please everyone.
And in my opinion, as far as the tattoos go, if you can't do exactly what it is, I think you should fudge it. Because at least have something close. Because if you have nothing, then it's like
I don't disagree. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't have a hard opinion on it either way, I can kind of see where.
Yeah, I just feel like something is better than nothing, I think, is the way.
I would rather the figure had like even fudged tattoos that kind of look like the outline or whatever of whatever it is, than, you know, having like an official Nike logo on the sneakers. I'll deal with just having a like blue line on the side. Like, that's my check mark.
You know, that's what Nika does with a lot of their stuff.
Yeah, like yeah. I'll take yeah. that for sure. Like, I don't know, it's there, but it's not. It doesn't have tiny piece to make it the.
Well, but the other problem is it was such a intricate part of the movie. Like, it, yeah, you know what I mean. Like, they focused in on it, and like the world was like, "Oh my god, these shoes!" And those shoes weren't even real at that time. You know what I mean? But it was just like one of those things, and it's. I mean, today, if you don't know, that's like one of the highest selling sneakers of all time.
Like, look at that. Like, are you gonna be like, "Oh, it doesn't have the track mark"?
It's not complete.
But some
people
fine.
Are. You yeah. know, and that's what I'm saying. Some yeah. people are, some people mm-hmm. aren't.
As the person who started this debate, I feel a little hypocritical because when McFarlane kind of started going away from when they were making their NHL like sports picks toward like, mm-hmm. I think it was like 10, 11, 12, they stopped doing like goalies' signature designs on their masks and everything. And that yeah. really irked me the wrong way.
Sure.
So I guess like, yeah, I can understand.
Yeah.
Because that's a part of character may not be the correct word, but that's a part artwork. Of their character, their personality. Yeah, you know, that is that goalie depict the goalie the way it's supposed to look.
Yeah. But again, that's like somebody's artwork though.
Yeah.
Too,
you know? Right.
It's Agreed. The same thing. So Agreed. Yeah, I don't know. Like the way I feel about that, it's kind of the same thing with like with tattoos, like, the tattoo artist may have drawn this on me, but like I fucking paid for it. You know what I mean? Like it's on my body. So I own this, you know what I mean? Like, as far as I'm concerned, as this goes, and you have to be like, yeah, even if you pick something off the wall, it's still going to be different because it's on my body. So these pictures that are getting scanned, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm making something into nothing, but
or taking legally, it's not how it works. Right. Though.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you
own the DVD of Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
You don't own the movie. You just you are licensed to have that copy to watch it at home.
Okay.
That's you know, you don't own it though.
Right. That's I own a print of it.
Right. Basically. You know, and like, this is starting to get in the weeds of it, but like I get it, like like as a musician, I've dealt with this, like photographers will take pictures of me. They will sell those pictures.
Yeah.
It's their art. I'm public performance.
Yeah.
I can't get 8x10s of those made without their permission because it's their art. And I'm like, but it's me. I can't do my own thing, but it's their art.
Unless you copyright yourself.
Still, I don't think it doesn't work that way.
Got to get a Major Pod Employees Players Association to work out a contract.
I want to see the paparazzi that's chasing Billy around.
Yeah, right.
No, it's nothing like that. It's like on.
All right, it's just this one creepy guy. His name's Henry. No, and he won't leave me alone.
No, nothing like that. Jeez, I don't want to have paparazzi.
Sure. One guy Billy over here. We're too good for Billy again. Here
Lady
we go.
Lady Gaga.
Paparazzi. But no, it's just it's a very interesting way to have to look into all that stuff of why are there not tattoos? Why aren't there, you know, their art on the you know, the helmets or
right.
No, I feel it's more of a reverse of Jeff Goldblum's famous line from Jurassic Park. It's like they actually thought whether or not they should, not if they could, so they just didn't.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like, why get into the legal trouble? We just won't do it.
Right.
Right.
Or you know, don't that was... cheap out and buy the rights, motherfuckers.
Yeah, if there's an option to do it right, I mean, you got
a lot of money.
Well,
I just think like going back to the starting lineups and that whole side of it, it's like I think everybody saw the price point and were like, why are we not getting that at that price? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because they were $40, $50 figures.
I think $55 off the bat, and
a little more.
With the they'd probably be $60.
Yeah, and that's including the NFT in the price too. So I don't know what.
Oh,
I mean, but.
At that point, it meant something.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now,
not really.
I still have playoff baseball NFTs from the tickets I bought from the Phillies 20, 2022 World Series run that I have no idea what to do with. They're just there.
Yeah, I don't know. That stuff's kind of goofy. I don't really even know anything about NFTs anyway. I know it was like a quick fad for a minute, and that's about it.
Yeah,
still going on.
Well, I mean,
it's, yeah, it's still going on, but not as prominent.
It's not as prominent. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Which, going back to the music talk, kind of sucks for me because Avenged Sevenfold was one of my favorite bands for the longest time, and now like their whole merch thing is like, buy this NFT and you'll get like this exclusive T-shirt, and I'm like, what? Why?
Yeah, can I just buy the T-shirt?
Yeah.
How much is the NFT?
Sometimes they're like $50, other times they're like $25. I think they're exclusive, like Deathbats only club that you can get into, like a year membership to that's like $300, but you get like similar to the Major Pod, how like Ultimate members get like first come, first serve on a lot of things. That's how they work with that. So I guess like it kind of evens out, but
yeah,
it's just like a whole mess.
Yeah, it's boy, yeah, that's a whole another thing is, you know, just. You know, so many fandoms, you know, have essentially fan clubs.
Yeah.
And it sometimes can be tough to be like the ultimate fan of all the things you're a fan of.
Yeah.
It just becomes a hassle after a while.
Right. Right.
And expensive.
Very, very. Being a partial season ticket holder with the Phillies and trying to do anything else during the summer is just...
Well, yeah, you have to be completely dedicated to just that.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe you can do other things, but it's like, nope, got Flyers tickets or, you know, got Phillies tickets. Like, that's the only thing I'm doing this year.
Right, right.
Last season, I had a Saturday where I had two NBHL games at 10 and 2, and then a Phillies game at 4. So I had to get done my second game by 3 o'clock in Springfield at the hockey deck, indoor deck hockey rink down here, just outside the city, and then motor down 76 to try to get to the Phillies game before first pitch, which now with the pitch clocks and everything, I think we just barely made it.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's the summer
for me now. Traveling.
Listen, if it's so stressful, why do you keep doing it?
Because, Jake, it's like I said at the top of the pod, when you guys brought me on, it's a beautiful curse.
Oh, yeah.
It is the worst relationship I have ever been in my entire life.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You know, you love a thing so much, so you want to just consume everything about it. But then it starts to – it can become a
then it consumes you
a burden, you know, an obligation where you're like, well, I guess I have to go to this game or I have to listen to this episode or I you know, have to buy this thing to stay complete or you know, whatever the thing is, you know.
My life.
And I feel like once you get to that point,
Hutzfar can't even sleep because he's got too much shit to buy.
No, for real. I think about it. I'm like, oh, did this pre-order go in?
Oh, dude, all the time. Like, I can't even talk to him on the phone anymore. I don't even know the last time I talked on the phone, but it's like
text.
Yeah, here and there.
I mean, I haven't gotten that bad with Philly sports yet, but like the famous saying around here goes, like, there's always next year. And when you have stuff like the Eagles starting 10-1 and then just falling off a cliff, we're just kind of used to that kind of stuff now. So it's like,
but at least you guys have championships though, you know.
Not since 77.
75.
Oh, even worse.
It's even worse. It's even worse. I mean, the Eagles 2017, Phillies 08.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
at least one.
Yeah, at least you got some.
Yeah.
Like my team's well, the Cavs, I got one in 16, but that was it.
LeBron came home and he
has
a title.
And then he left again.
And then he left again.
It's okay. He's always going to be right here.
I don't know. But I feel like he healed on you guys more than the Big Show did in like the early 2000s.
That's funny.
I feel like he's going to come back after he retires. You guys are going to build him a statue and then he's going to go be like GM of like Toronto or something.
Some random team.
Man, you said this earlier, and as soon as you started talking about him, I'm staying on topic, but also derailing it a little bit. But were you, I assume you had to be aware of the Rob Zombie movie that he was going to be putting out, the Broad Street Bullies.
I was so ready for it. And then just development hell out of nowhere. I don't know what happened. I've talked to some of the guys from that 74-75 team, because they all still practically live in the area.
Oh, okay.
So you run into them all the time. Like Bernie Perrant, the goalie from those teams, actually has a summer home in Wildwood, and he just like hangs out on the boardwalk in the one arcade during the summer, like signing autographs for people.
That's cool.
And I asked him, I was like, hey, have you heard about this Rob Zombie movie? And he was like, yeah, we still have no idea what's going on with it. We've all been interviewed for it. They were working on pre-production stuff, and then nobody knows.
Are you guys aware of like the Broad Street Bullies and all that stuff? So you can, I'm sure, explain it much better, but the basics is like those, what year was it? 75?
73-74 was the first cup, and then 74-75 was the second.
Okay. So, but they were like notoriously like the most violent,
like in Slap Shots.
Yeah, basically the Hanson that movie is kind of how the Flyers played hockey back then. Just you know, that's more comedic of it, but yeah.
So they're just notoriously just the most violent hockey team.
Oh, that's awesome, dude!
And
I got a long phone call tomorrow with an extended warranty company, so I'm going to make sure to throw that up on YouTube while I'm waiting.
There is an HBO documentary on the Bullies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's still cool. On YouTube.
Dude, I love hockey fights, man.
Oh, dude.
I always wanted to go in there.
Of course you did.
I've been in a couple myself. They're quite enjoyable. Yeah. But kind of piggybacking off of what Billy said, yeah. So the Flyers became a team in 1967. They were part of there was the original six in the NHL, which was Boston, Montreal, Toronto, Chicago, Detroit, and who am I forgetting? Chicago.
Yeah.
So Chicago, Louis. Detroit, Montreal, Boston, Toronto. I think there's another American team I'm forgetting. But anyway, when the Flyers came into the league in 67 as part of the expansion, they put all the expansion teams in their own division. And so at that point, everybody made the playoffs because there was only 12 teams. Yeah. And the first 2 years that the Flyers were in the playoffs, they just got the shit kicked out of them by St. Louis.
Yeah.
And Ed Snyder, the owner of the Flyers, was like, this is never happening again. And so they built the team up from 69 to 70 to 71 to 72 to where this team was just, well, if we're not beating you on the scoreboard, we're going to beat you any other way we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody knows about, like, I'm sure you guys have seen Miracle, like the 1980 Olympic team beating the Russians at Lake Placid. 4 years before that, the Soviet Red Army team came over and had a mini series against a bunch of NHL teams for the Bicentennial in 76.
Mm-hmm.
And the only team to beat them on that trip was the Flyers.
Oh, wow.
And in the game, Fred Shiro, the coach of that team, used to have them like watch tape of the way the Russians played, because they were like the most dominant team in the world at the time.
Yeah.
They're like, if we can play like this and shut down teams like this defensively, we can beat anybody. So when it came time for them to play the Russians, they started playing that style of play against them, and they didn't like it.
Right.
And then there's a famous play, and they're actually making a documentary about this game now that I think is supposed to come out this fall. Ed Van Impe, the one Flyers defenseman, likes to say that the forward on the Russians just skated into his elbow, but he very clearly like stuck his elbow up and nailed this dude in the head, and he was laying on the ice for like a solid minute and a half, and when he got back to the bench, they pulled the entire Russian team off into the locker room, and their coach was like, we're not finishing this game. We're not playing like this. This is a mockery of hockey. And Ed Snyder got wind of it, and he went down and he was talking to the NHL commissioner, and he's like, well, did they get paid for any of these games that they've played against the NHL teams yet? And they were like, no, they get paid after this game. And he was like, well, you tell their interpreter to tell them if they don't pay or if they don't play, we're not paying them.
Mm-hmm.
And about 10, 15 minutes later, they were back out on the ice. The Flyers ended up winning the game 5-2, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fascinating story that, like, it's got documentaries about it. It was supposed to have a movie by Rob Zombie, and, you know, him with that 70s aesthetic and, you know, the violence and stuff would have been very cool, but it got pulled. But
interesting.
That's the thing about me, boys. You get me started on like hockey and especially hockey history, this pod will turn into a 3-hour episode.
I tell you what,
we ain't gonna do that.
I tell you what, Tom. I've learned more about hockey in the last 52 minutes than I have in my whole life. This is amazing. I mean, I'm getting into it, man. I'm digging it.
If you're into hockey fights, I'm sure you probably were aware of like the Avalanche Red Wings rivalry in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. Then
no. I don't know anything, dude.
He just turns the TV on, and if it's hockey, he watches those fights and goes, fuck yeah, and then that's
no,
like,
no, I always say, Got any Gretzky?
Well, he knows that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Brett Hull,
that would be the other...
Why do you treat me like this? Like, he knows this, he knows that. I'm this many, and I'll tell you what, I love hockey, okay?
You're three?
Never mind.
No, I would recommend there's a documentary on the Avalanche and Red Wings on ESPN Plus. They did it for like the, I think it's a 30 for 30, but that's really good too.
Yeah,
that's
the side of hockey you're into. Check it out for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It kind of brings like the two worlds of pro wrestling and sports into each other because there's a lot of trash talk, a lot of violence. It's kind of nice.
Very comforting.
Yep.
Billy's dying.
Still got his little cough.
Still got that little. It's very, very little at this very point, faint. But it is still there from time to time. It's supposed to be. I think I'm at 70 to 80 days now. I got like 20 more to go.
Sandlot
for this 100 day cough. Anyway. I find that all, you know, pretty fascinating. And, you know, while we have had like a couple hockey players on, you know, we've talked about, you know, different, sports and stuff, but not really to this extent have we gotten to the hockey talk. Right. So it's been,
talking to a former reporter, play hockey currently. So it's kind of just
nice.
What I know.
Love That's that. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. So the live show, was that your very first live show?
Yeah. When they finally announced Mania in Philly, I was like, well, they're definitely bringing the Major Pod here for a live show. I don't know how it's going to go or what the monetary situation is going to be when it comes around, but I've been begging for this for like 3 years. So I have to go when it comes here.
Definitely.
I can never complain that they haven't come here yet again. So.
You know, it's so funny to me, and I get it. You know, people's lives are different. Like you said, monetarily, how's it going to be? And I mean, you live in Philadelphia proper or
just outside. So
right by there.
Yeah, I'm like directly in between Allentown and Philly.
Got it. You know, so like for the longest time, so many people come to Pennsylvania, going to be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, then it's not good enough. Well, how about closer to Pittsburgh? Well, how about you just drive your ass down to Philadelphia?
How about you come to the correct side of the state and then come here for a show?
I like I said, I get it. What is that, like a four-hour difference?
It's like 3-hour difference, yeah.
From Pittsburgh, it's like 5.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, but still, that's the worst.
No, it's bad, It's bad. It is.
Like a 6-hour drive from Connecticut for me.
Yeah, it was. And when I was living in Cleveland, it was 6 hours for me when we met up at Buster's. Yeah,
Husfar, they could have a show in Antarctica, and you'd find a way to get there. So it wouldn't matter.
Husfar would never miss a live show. You're right.
Because there's going to be a time where I'm going to
on the moon.
I was actually thinking about that the other day. They need to have like Major Pod. Like in the sky, like on a plane or something like that.
What?
Like the plane ride from hell, but like, but just like
a giant charter plane,
like Tony Khan's private jet.
Yeah. Circle for a while.
Yeah. I mean, just a 3-hour flight.
You know,
you know,
individual helicopter rides.
We're the only ones that did the zip line.
Yeah.
That's true. It's true. We did do that zip line. But there's been talk of trying to figure out like
space,
you know, a cruise ship or
Major pod,
you know, a smaller, ferry or something, or
you probably what else should it be called? No.
Right.
No, like on a ferry is what you use to transport across for transportation. I don't think you have like parties on it.
I mean, you could if you wanted to.
On a ferry?
Well,
no.
I mean, not to do any business talk, but I mean, literally like 10 minutes from me, they have like the Sunset cruise ships.
Yeah,
and you can fit like 150 people on them.
Yeah, that's
right. It's a fully stocked bar on there too.
Yeah.
Well,
Mr. But he's talking about a ferry.
Yeah. But I think the commissioner just got a better idea of what we could possibly do.
Yeah.
Helicopter.
I'm just talking about getting on a damn.
I know. I'm kidding.
we're giving you the idea.
I have to give you a hard time.
We're in a Boston. Yeah. You get like a duck boat.
It's a speedboat.
It's a cigarette boat.
You know, you want to go some stomp in paradise? You know, on a speedboat with the major pod.
I want to go on a gondola.
A gondola.
Like one of each host is like the gondola, the rower or whatever. You know, Mark does one, Matt does the other, Brian does the other. They get a workout while they do it.
Gondola. I mean, at this rate, we should just do the major pod jungle cruise.
See, that'd be fun too.
No,
our captain could be Dwayne the Rock Johnson, like in Jungle Cruise.
Just shoes.
Oh yeah, that works too. The only thing he knows how to do is toot the horn.
Shoes Johnson.
Oh God!
Can you imagine him? I was gonna say this is. I mean, hey, it's ideas.
Yeah,
what the hell? Maybe something will work. Maybe it won't. I don't know.
The next business call you have with the guys, just bring all this up, or just play them the audio.
Definitely
just
that. He'll get fired if he brings any of this up. The gondola. Oh God!
It's the Mark Sterling Silver Balls gondola.
We either want to go on a gondola or a ferry,
or a space shuttle.
Or get your buddy Dwayne to bring us to the
or
jungle.
A submarine.
No. Submarine.
Oh God!
The yellow submarine.
The purple and yellow submarine.
That's where it's gonna ride that submarine.
No, oh, he's gonna ride that no submarine. He's gonna ride that submarine all night long.
Go ride the carousel, all right?
Oh, we could do major pod carousel rides.
Carnival. Major pod carnival.
You see the great colleague coming by. He just comes around. He doesn't say anything. He just goes away.
Just riding on the carousel.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
All fantastic ideas.
Off the rails.
Off the rails. But hey, you know, that's sometimes where it goes. That's what happens.
Major pod on a trolley.
Oh, my God.
And it goes off the rails.
Actually, like
major pod Amtrak.
A train would be cool, like an old school train.
A bullet train.
Steam train.
Bullet train.
It would go so fast. The live show would have to go so fast.
Jake just wants Back to the Future 3 themed major pod merch.
Me and Billy are running late.
You're going to throw the different colored
fuel cells. Have to say no to that?
Huh?
He would love them.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the Future 3 major pod merch.
Jake's like, I got to throw the blue one in.
Dude.
I got to throw the purple one.
The blue chew log. The blue chew log.
He's like, you got to get out. You got to ride on the front.
Dude, that works, dude. The blue chew log. It could be a little foam gift.
What?
Yeah.
A blue chew log?
Yeah.
Yeah. You throw the blue log in, but it's the blue chew log.
No.
Sounds so wrong.
But it works, dude. It explodes.
Blue chew log.
No. It explodes, bro.
Then we throw in the captain's log.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude. Well, all right. Who would everybody be?
Oh, boy.
I mean, I think Doc has to be Smart Mark.
Yeah.
Agreed. You know?
And then Marty has to be Matt.
Yeah.
I think Brian could be Biff.
Mad Dog?
He's going to be Mad Dog Buchanan.
Yeah.
Tannen.
Nah.
Who the fuck is Mad Dog Buchanan?
Tannen?
Tannen. Mad Dog.
I don't know. I don't know.
Does Knick get to be Flea?
What's that?
Does Knick get to be Flea?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not in the wet. He has to drive up in an old 78 Ford Bronco at the end.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Nice set of wheels.
Steph is Mary Steenburgen, Clara.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't use her real name.
Mary Steenburgen.
You're ruining it.
Mary Steenburgen.
Kayfabe bus.
Michael J. Fox can be.
Wait, which one's gonna say? Billy's gonna be hands off.
Billy's gonna be Seamus McFly.
So Matt's gotta play his dad too, or his great ancestor. He's gotta be. himself, William and McFly. He's got to be. What was his name?
Who? Sheamus. Yeah.
Sheamus. Yeah. Sheamus. Yeah. He's got to be Sheamus, and he's got to have a bad mustache and an accent. And then.
Well, then who's Billy going to be then?
Billy's one of the sons.
Yes, you are.
He's the one that points
to his dick. The kid. Yes. He's like Little Peck.
He's Little Peck. Yes. Oh, my God.
It's not dude. There. He's like, it's
dude.
Not there.
Yes, dude. Fuck yes.
Oh, my God.
This is so good. See, this is so good, bro. We can totally do this.
Yeah. And TTD can be the other son. I forget their names. Jules and Vern. That's right.
Yeah. No, he's got to be better than. No, we got to come up with something for TTD.
He could be the guy who gives Marty the gun.
From Smith and Wesson.
Yeah, Smith and Wesson. Like, he could be the photographer.
So easy.
The potato photographer.
Yeah. Hmm. Or what about the bartender?
Jeez, I don't remember the bartender.
No, Mr. Tannen, I have not seen him around. I have not.
That's got to be Canic.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And what do you do with Shoes?
Shoes, yeah.
No, Shoes is Flea. Shoes has got to be Flea.
No, you can't have Flea because it's such a small part and it doesn't matter. It's not even in the Western part.
It doesn't matter. It's in the movie.
It is in the movie.
True. They just show up at the end.
Yeah, he shows up to be like, what are you, chicken? And then he's like, nah, I learned my lesson. You know, fuck you. Nah. Not racing you.
I don't like it.
Maybe that's Rory.
Rory?
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, Rory's Flea for sure. 100%.
What's the matter, you chicken, Cardona?
Things go the way I think they're going to. I should be seeing him this weekend.
Nice.
Rory, tell him you said hi.
I will.
He messaged me from time to time.
Nice. Yeah. So
cool.
Anyway, Tom.
that was so much fun.
How'd you feel about your episode going in all these wild directions?
You know, this is basically what the back of my mind does on a daily basis, so I'm fine with it.
So you're gonna listen back and follow right along, but yep.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yep. Nice. Go from random hockey information to booking my own personal Back to the Future 3. It's just how things go.
I love it. This is amazing.
The best is definitely the guy pointing to his dick is best. Yeah.
I love how he just keeps going back to it.
It's hilarious.
It is.
Because it made me laugh so hard.
A little peck.
See, it's not there.
Can you see Billy coming out in that little outfit with the little hat? With the little scrubs.
Conductor hat.
He's like.
Oh, he's wearing the, in the cartoon, he's wearing the coonskin hat.
Yes.
I have one of those.
Oh. I used to. Billy's
going to wear a foreskin hat.
Disgusting. It would just look like Toad from Mario.
Yeah.
Look how pissed he is.
Or a cone head.
Another castle.
Cone head.
I'm not pissed. I'm in disbelief.
He's disturbed.
You know, before I came on here, I spent the last couple of nights like listening back at old episodes, wondering how I could possibly compare. I think we're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, man.
Things are.
We heard some pretty disturbing vocabulary on some episodes before.
Oh, no, this is nothing. Dude.
No, this is
like the B word. Just,
well,
the B word.
The B word.
Think about it.
Not the B word.
The B word. Not a beaver.
You son of a bee.
Not that one.
I know. Well, I know that.
Never mind. Stop.
Nope. Ain't going there.
Oh, that one. No,
there,
right. No,
there we go. That's what I wanted.
Oh, shit. That was funny.
Well, at least Billy's got a new merch idea out of all of this.
Oh, God, yes.
The hats.
The coonskin hat?
I was like, I don't even...
He's like, I don't want to be famous for that. Please.
Yeah, I'll
here, me and Husker will like, we'll take anything
a picture of me.
It's going down.
Well, live, you know,
22.
Oh my gosh! At this point, I don't know if things are going to get any better than what we just did. So
yeah,
no.
Tom, if any other live show, say, you know, Saugus in August or any of that kind of Saugus, Saugus, Sausage, whatever the place is. If they fucking go to Boston again.
Sausage and gold dust.
Saugus.
Seagoss.
Would you,
Steven Seagal?
Would you plan on going to anything Eagle? Like that again or... Or
I mean, yeah, I'm going to try to get to whether it's Boston. I'll try.
Kowloon's a good time.
Yeah, that's every time I watch the when they come on the Patreon the months after they seem like a great time. I'd love for Jimmy's in Baltimore. I love going to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Either of those two would definitely be. Yep. I mean, and like I said earlier, obviously the hope would be they come back to Philly again, but.
Well,
it'll probably be a little while, but
well, with Mania, I mean, they're really pushing to have it come back again. So,
yeah, might the be city here later. Is like really trying.
Yeah,
but I think it's going to be a situation kind of like MetLife, where like we might get it again in 5 years, and then maybe not again for another 20. But
you never know.
Yeah,
yeah, this would be cool though.
Yeah, yeah. No, just, you know, obviously, you know, like we said, you can't make it to every single thing, but, you know, just looking for that next opportunity to, you know, be able to, you know, potentially hang out and stuff. Obviously, you know, we'll always see each other in the group and all of that, but, you know, always looking forward to what that next thing is to where, you know, especially having you on the show now, getting to know you better. You know, before it was just like a very quick, like, oh, hey, like, this is cool. And, you know, you kind of move on. You know, now we have that opportunity to be like, hey, remember all that Back to the Future bullshit we talked about?
I mean, yeah, that's what I was kind of hoping for when Hussfar hit me up. It was like, I've hung out with him a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And obviously we've talked to you very briefly, Billy. And then,
yeah.
Jake, like, not really at all. Mm-hmm. So it was like being able to come on here, kind of talk to you guys too, because it's like I've listened, kind of know you guys a little bit through that, but actually being able to talk to you guys ourselves, it's kind of been nice.
Yeah, no, that's as we've always said, that is the best part of what we
absolutely.
Do. You know, it's getting to know the person we're hanging out with, even though, you know, like, maybe you've never talked to whoever else listens to this. They're going to have a better idea of like who you are and might be able to relate to things. And
yeah, there, there might be
like, hey, we heard you on the Major World Order podcast or whatever.
Yeah.
Definitely opens it up for, you know, a lot of different things in the future potentially. So
yeah, very cool.
Yep.
Yeah. It's nice to be a little more known than just the guy who posted that picture of his jersey and had Matt comment under it. My penis is hard.
I forgot about that.
I saw that and I was like, all right, yep, at least I know I did well with this.
Yep, I won.
Yeah, part of what I'm doing with that jersey is like when I frame it, I'm going to put the live show merch in there for the VIPs.
Nice.
And then I'm going to take a couple of the pictures that either Justin or like even like screen caps of like when the video comes out and put that in the frame. And I think that comment screenshots got to go in there too.
100%.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I might print that out as an 8x10 and have him sign it eventually.
Dude, oh,
man.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. Man.
Thank you so much, bro. Tom.
Let's go ahead and wrap this thing up and hang out again in the future. What's up?
I got one quick announcee.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Let's see, Saturday, May 11th, the Creator Pro 10 year anniversary super show. Tickets, I believe, are still available. It's just general admission. So get those now. It's on the Eventbrite page. They just announced a street fight between PCO and the Dominican Destroyer Vargas, which will be a great one. So get your tickets now. All Sports Arena in Melville, New York. Get them while they're still available.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. Very take cool. us out.
One last thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, sorry. Go ahead.
Instagram at NBHL Black Widows. That's the NBHL tier 3 team that I'm on in Philadelphia. We play deck hockey, which is just like running around on Sport Tile. We start our season this Saturday. We have 3 games, and that Saturday, May 11th, we have 2. I'm going to try to finish up my obligations with the team for our socials and get up to that Creative Pro 10th anniversary show. So I just want to plug that quick if you guys want to give us a follow on there.
Absolutely. What is it again?
NBHL Black Widows on Instagram, our deck hockey team. So
cool. Very cool.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, please, anything like that, go ahead and plug it. And, you know, hopefully that gives, you know, some people in the area a chance to, you know, come see you if, you know, they're, you know, fans.
If you guys happen to be back in the area too and want to come check out a game, feel free.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
There you go.
Love to.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Husvar.
Play my music.
I got Galoob, a Hasbro Dusty. I got the merch that drives the marks, while the ring-worn gear, they wanna wear it. H-A-R-D, just like Blue Chew. I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
Claim all the figs. Claim all the merch. Like Super Gabby. You already know the Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen with Phil Jackson. Always scratching that itch. I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
Hey, all you major marks. Claim all that merchandise.